Dictation for Thomas, Thomas Bissell, Bissell. Addresses a letter to Cora, Cora, Pavlik, Pav as in Victor, Lik, 6298145. Dear Mrs. Cora, follow up for Mr. Bissell with a history of membranous nephropathy, proteinuria, preserved kidney function, hypertension. He has an inflammatory myositis. As part of undifferentiated collagen vascular disease, follow at the University of Michigan. He remains on immunosuppressants with CellCept and a low dose of prednisone. He has noticed a cough for the last month, mostly non-productive. Apparently, chest X-ray was done, question pneumonia. Has received two courses of antibiotics, Z-Pak, and what sounds like recently Bactrim. There is no fever, no increase of dyspnea, no pleuritic discomfort, no chest pain palpitations, no vomiting, diarrhea, no changes in urination, no major edema. Has seen cardiology Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-I-E-K. Spironolactone was added, an echocardiogram to be done, as well as sleep apnea testing. He feels that there is no energy, very fatigue, poor exercise endurance. Otherwise, extensive review system appears to be negative. Medication list review on beta blockers, lisinopril, chlorthalidone, aldactone. Diabetes metformin, triglycerides, Lopic. Uses inhalers as needed, although he has not seen much of benefit. Next paragraph, pressing weight 268, blood pressure 158.62, lungs are completely clear. No rhalwisis, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rupt, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites of tenderness, no major edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. Baseline creatinine for him has been 0.7. This one was higher at 1.09. Question effect of medication, maybe Bactrim. Potassium used to run in the low side, now in the upper side, normal sodium acid base. Normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, glucose in the 200s. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. He has chronic nephrotic range proteinuria, presently no syndrome. With biopsy findings, electron lucent deposits, active immune complex deposition as part of his collagen vascular disease with moderate tubular atrophy and fibrosis. with FSGS findings, moderate to severe, probably secondary type, as well as moderate arteriosclerosis. Kidney function has been stable over time. The recent change could be related to recent medication antibiotics, question Bactrim. Of course, can be progression of his chronic kidney abnormalities. He's having upper respiratory symptoms, but he's having dry cough but negative physical exam. He has symptoms suggestive for sleep apnea. And I agree, given his weight and other medical problems, congestive heart failure should be ruled out, probably diastolic type, as well as other abnormalities. Both tests are going to be done in the near future. The last 24-hour urine collection, it was 6.8 grams of protein back in October in 24 hours. He has also this inflammatory myositis followed through University of Michigan. Continue to follow over time, end of dictation.